ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that is a winning team. ASC Warranty, dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years. ASC Warranty. Town & Country Discount Foods would like to congratulate the Mountain on Blue Storm and all of the other teams for making it to the Babe Ruth World Series. The staff at Town & Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the teams of the World Series and welcome to Mountain Home.
We'll go to the top of the sixth inning. Tri-Valley, California leading Tallahassee, Florida 8-2. First pitch. Stanfield steps in to lead things off here for Tallahassee. Third time tonight, the five-hole hitters led off an inning. He did it in the second, did it in the fourth, and doing it again here in the sixth. First two pitches are missed. 2-0 the count. Stanfield, Penny, and Merricks this inning for Tallahassee. There's a strike. It's called. 2-1. Stanfield has that almost neon orange barrel to his bat. The rest is silver. Fouls this one. Back to the screen. 2-2. Jaron Navarez came in a relief last inning for Tri-Valley. Here's a ground ball left side. Deep in the hole, McMillan knocks it down but can't come up with it. It's an infield single for Stanfield. He has a hit, only the second hit of the third hit of the ball game, I should say, by Tallahassee. Infield single for Stanfield, and Penny is at the plate. He's 0 for 2 on the night. First pitch is a strike. 0-1 now to Penny. Merricks waits to bat next here for Tallahassee. Here's the pitch on from Navarez, and it's fouled back towards the third base dugout. That's where Tri-Valley is. 0-2 now, the count to the Tallahassee center fielder. Navarez will come set, the lefty. Eyeing the runner at first, brings the pitch home. Called strike three on the outside corner. So one down. Left fielder William Merricks comes to the plate now for Tallahassee. One on, one down. Stanfield, the runner, over at first. Pitch from Navarez is high for ball one. Throw to first, Stanfield back in plenty of time. Sun finally not a factor here tonight. A few clouds, but it's also far enough behind the tree line on the horizon not to affect the runners. I should say the fielders on the right side. It was really troublesome for first, second, and right, and even center field. Most of the first five innings. Merricks fouled that one back, so 1-1 the count. The Tavares will throw to first, the runner back in time. A 2 our score, Tri-Valley, California, leading Tallahassee, Florida. The 1-1 pitch is on the outside, just missing, and a delayed steal by Stanfield. He did a good job of, catcher was holding the ball there, trying to show the umpire, and Stanfield took off, and on the delayed steal, winds up at second. Here comes the 2-1. Is a strike. 2-2 to Merricks. I figured there'd be a little grumbling from the Tallahassee fans there. That was pitch on the, we'll call it the upper half of the strike zone. Next delivery is way outside. A good job by Robman, the catcher, to slide out and get his glove on it. Three, two, the count to Merricks. Tavares is set. Here's the pitch. The runner's going and is fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. Tri-Valley, two runs in the first, five in the third, one in the fourth. Tallahassee got both of their runs in the fifth inning. Instead, a fake throw back to second, and Stanfield heads back to the bag quickly. So Merrick steps back in, 3-2 count. Tavares checks the runner, the pitch misses low. So a one-out walk. First and second now for Tallahassee here in the sixth inning. Jace Kirkham to the plate. 0-2 on the evening. Pitch from Tavares is a strike. 0-1 to Kirkham. Two on, one down here for Tallahassee in this sixth inning. Next delivery. Breaking pitch, foul back to the screen. It's 0-2. Leadoff hitter, Stanfield got on with the infield single. Penny called out on strikes, and then the one-out walk to Merricks. Waiting for the 0-2. It's on the way. The runner at second is going. Throw down to third. And boy, they had a chance to get him, but the throw from the catcher, Rodman, well offline. And a stolen base for Stanfield. So Stanfield, the infield single, back-to-back stolen bases. 1-2, the count to Kirkham now. Runners at the corners. Pitch is outside. 2-2 to Kirkham. King waiting to bat next here for Tallahassee. Tavares is set. The runner at first goes. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Only play he has is over at first, and he gets the out there. Good job looking that runner back to third. They stay out of the double play with Merricks running on the pitch. Otherwise, that could have been two. Juan Jun Kang to the plate now. Third pitcher of the night for Tallahassee. Bass with runners at second and third and two down. Here's the first pitch to Kang from Tavares. takes the first pitch. It's a strike. Kang's first plate appearance of the evening. Tavares with the next delivery misses outside with it. 1-1 to Kang. If he's able to keep it going, McDonald would bat next here. For Tallahassee, we're in the top of the sixth, Tri-Valley, California, with the 8-2 lead. The 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Tavares is a pitch away from ending the top half of the sixth. Time call now by Kang and granted by the home plate umpire, and he steps out. Stanfield's a runner at third. Merrick's the runner at second. Two down. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Foul down the right field line. So we'll do it again here. Got some interesting noisemakers. The folks from Tallahassee do. They've got the cans with the coins in it. They got duck calls I hear down there. A little of everything. Here's a swing and a miss by Kang. He has sat down on strikes for the third out. So we'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. 8-2 our lead. It's Tri-Valley leading Tallahassee. You're listening to the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-year-old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering, we're smoking.
Kicks and Flips and Studio H are tumbling with excitement as they cheer on Mountain Home Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series. Kicks and Flips and Studio H fall classes will be starting soon. Sign up today at kicksandflipsmh.com. Studio H and Kicks and Flips offer dance and gymnastic classes for kids of all ages. They also have bar and jazzercise classes for adults. Kicks and Flips and Studio H are proud to cheer on Blue Storm as they compete in the Babe Ruth World Series.
You know the signs indicating a stroke or heart attack, but do you know the signs of hearing loss? They may include trouble distinguishing between words that sound alike, offering responses to questions that do not make sense, responding with a smile and nod but no further comment, or turning the head to one side and cupping an ear to hear better. If you notice these symptoms with yourself or a loved one, call Taylor Hearing Centers without delay at 424-4600 for a free hearing screening and hear life to its fullest.
You're listening to the Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Bottom of the sixth inning now. It's 8-2. Tri-Valley leading Tallahassee. Heart of the order here for Tri-Valley in this sixth inning. Navarez leading things off. Navarez, Bevel, Lockwood, and Salisbury coming up this inning for Tri-Valley. 1-0 count. Kang on for his second inning of work. Ground ball left side right to the shortstop McDonald. Throw to first is in time. Talking about the noisemakers or duck call. You heard it there. The cans with the coins and the, what do I call it, Zuzu. I can't pronounce it, Matt. You'll have to help me. Noisemakers are used in the soccer stadiums. Vuvuzelas, there we go. They've had everything down here tonight, folks from Tallahassee. Here's the pitch to Bevilacqua. On base a couple of times. He's scored a run, driven in a run. 1-0 the count. Next pitch from Kang is popped up on the infield. Kang calls for it. Makes the catch on the right side of the pitching mound. So two down. Tanner Salisbury stepping in. Couple of hits, couple of run, a couple of RBIs rather, and a couple of stolen bases. First two retired for Tri-Valley here in this sixth inning. Kang's first pitch. Misses low and outside. Ball one now. Egger waiting to bat next for Tri-Valley. Next delivery misses high. 2-0 now. Kang's second inning of work. Next pitch is hit in the air, right side, foul territory. First baseman Kirk coming over and makes the catch. So a 1-2-3 inning for Kang. One more at bat for Tallahassee. They're down by six. We'll head to the seventh inning. 8-2, our score. It's Tri-Valley leading Tallahassee. You're listening to the Babe Ruth World Series Championship game on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.